Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the 9Z4RG repeater in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago, and on Echolink node 3384 on Saturdays at 1200 UTC. Ham radio clubs and others seeking grants from Amateur Radio Digital Communications will be able to turn to someone new on staff there to assist them in processing their paperwork. We have those details from Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Adam Zimmel, W0ZML, has joined Amateur Radio Digital Communications as its Grants and Administrative Associate. The ARDC made the announcement on its website saying that Adam will work to help them handle the grant process and also provide support for some of the other internal operations at the ARDC. He has been on board since late October. Adam has a strong background in cybersecurity and IT policy. ARDC awards grants to qualifying applicants whose projects fit into one of three main categories: research and development, education, and the support and development of amateur radio. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Contacts made by a very sensitive radio telescope in the Netherlands are showing scientists tremendous promise, as we hear from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Radio amateurs made successful contacts with three Mars orbiters during a recent test of a single-dish radio telescope in the Netherlands. In early November, the C.A. Muller Radio Astronomy Station, PI9CAM, conducted its first tests on X-band with an 8.4 GHz feed created by Dutch amateur Bert Moedeman, PE1RKI. This is the band researchers typically use for communications with satellites doing deep space exploration. The radio telescope at Dwingeloo successfully detected the carrier signal of the orbiters Tianwen-1 from China's space agency, as well as NASA's MAVEN and MRO. A post on the observatory's blog reported that signals were also copied from the European Space Agency's Hera spacecraft and the NASA probe Europa Clipper. The scientists were also able to decode data from signals received from Stereo A, NASA's space-based observatory. The telescope sensitivity played a key role here, as it did this past fall, when the Dwingeloo
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.